They really have to go some to match Stan Musial's record for consecutive All-Star games.
You said it, George. Stan has appeared in 24 straight. You just can't beat that for consistency. It's like Gillette's record in coming up with brand new products. The newest is Sun Up Aftershave. Right now, it's yours free with the purchase of the Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor Set at $150 plus tax. For that top-of-the-morning feeling, try Gillette's new Sun-Up Aftershave. Men prefer the way it feels. Men and women alike go for its crisp, masculine fragrance. And for comfortable, long-lasting shaves, it's the Slim Adjustable Razor. Its trim, compact design is made to order for those hard-to-reach shaving areas. And 9 numbered blade settings on the Slim's micrometer dial lets you pick the one that's just right for your combination of skin and beard. Get new Gillette Sun-Up Aftershave free with the Slim Adjustable Razor at $1.50 plus tax, or it's free with Gillette Super Blue Blade 15s at $1 plus tax. Well, we have a change in the American League lineup now. Bobby Richardson of the New York Yankees has moved in to play second base. So here's Tommy Davis leading off against Jim Bunning. Ball one outside. Fastball. Score tied 3-3. The American League have been able to pick up 8 hits. 4 hits for the National League. Bunning, with his familiar pose, the glove and the hand on the knee, works now into the windup. The one ball pitch. Down low, ball two. A little inside. 2-0. So Nellie Fox leaves. Bobby Richardson is in at second base. Score tied, 3-3, as we play in the top of the fifth inning. Jim Bunning with a two-ball pitch. Misses, ball three. Davis has bounced out, singled sharply into left. And his excellent throw in the first inning brought this crowd virtually to its feet. 3-0 count. Bunning with the 3-0 pitch. Hits it over, 3-1. Now Davis takes a look down to Gene Mauch, the Philadelphia Phillies manager, coaching at third base for the National League. And on the 3-1, we'll see what Tommy Davis decides to do. The windup by Bunning, pitch on the way. And he takes it for ball four, outside. So Bunning gives up a walk, and the National League has a base runner. That is the third base on balls given up by American League pitcher today, Ken McBride, who worked the first three, walked Mays and Bailey. Bunning, who retired the side in order in the fourth, gives up his first walk. And up there now is Hank Aaron. He's forced a runner and bounced out. He'd like umpire Hank Shore to take a look at the baseball. Earl Batty reaching up. And Hank Shore says it's okay. Back out she goes. Amazing thing of baseball. It's delivered by these all-star pitchers. Travels probably in excess of 100 miles an hour. The batter sometimes can notice a little smudge or something on it. Here's the stretch. The check on Davis by Bunning. The pitch. And it's outside. Ball one. Aaron takes a look down to Gene Mauch. Score tied, 3-3. We're in the top of the fifth inning. 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors for the National League. 3 runs on 8 hits and no errors for the American League. Outfield deep in all positions for Aaron. Pitch by Bunning. There's a high fly ball into right center field. Albie Pearson is under it and takes it. And there's one away in the fifth inning. One down. Up now is Bill White. White, the left-hand batter. He's bounced out to the third baseman, grounded out to Joe Pepitone, the first baseman. He's 0 for 2. The outfield naturally with this powerful left-hand batter swings to the right. Richardson in now at second base, moves deep. Malzahn a cutaway from third in the event of a bunt or a slash on that side. Bunning checks on Davis, the runner at first. Pitch coming. There's a foul back in the stands, out of play. One strike to Bill White. Score tied, 3-3. Bill White is the first to reach 100 hits of any batsman in either league in this season of 1963. He'd been stroking that ball for the St. Louis Cardinals. One out, one on, one strike. The next pitch. He hits a little number to the left side. Malzone coming over, goes back to second to Richardson. Ball bounces out of his glove. There's Davis going on. And White had made a big turn at first, but will get back safely. Malzone came in on that number that was hit just to the left of the mound in trying to throw to Richardson. He hit him up on the hands. And the ball bounced out of Bobby Richardson's glove. Official scorers will talk that one over. I'm sure White will get on the fielder's choice. And now the question is whether he'll... They've charged an error, I believe, to Malzone. High and outside, ball one. One ball to count.
Did you hear that, George?
Didn't hear it, no, sir.
An error charged to the American League on the play at second base, enabling Davis to go on to third. One ball to count. One out. Score tied 3-3. First error of the ball game. Bill White, the runner at first. Davis, the runner at third. Willie Mays, the batter. Here's the one ball pitch, and he fouls it back. Bunning, not an easy man for a right-hander to hit. Culp will undoubtedly come on in the last of the fifth. He has concluded his warm-up tosses and has moved near the gateway out in left field. The outfield shades to the left. The 1-1 pitch to Mays. Swings and hits the number to the right side. Pepitone grabs the ball, is going to the bag, and Davis comes on to score. Well, Willie Mays just pushed that ball to the right side. Pepitone grabbing the ball, stepped on first. And Ed Bailey, who had moved out there, is called back as Willie Mays grounds out to the first baseman. Davis comes on to score, and it's 4-3, the National League. And on to second base goes Bill White. Well, Mays moves up the runner. And here comes Stan the Man Musial. Playing in his 24th game, hitting 323 with that very famous pose of his, with a little hula thrown in besides. Runner on second, pitch is a swing and a miss for a strike. The official scorers have indicated to us that the error has been charged to Bobby Richardson, the error which enabled Davis to go on to third. 4-3, the National League now leading. On Willie Mays, bouncer to the first baseman, Pepitone, bringing Davis in from third. Pitch to Musial. Swings and drives one into right field. Kaline is there, and he makes the catch. Line drive to Al Kaline. So, one run on no hits, one error. And it's the end of 4.5 innings. National League 4, the America League 3. The first half of today's game has been brought to you by the Gillette Safety Razor Company. The second half of today's game is brought to you by Chrysler Corporation.
In the business, that's Chrysler, backed by your Chrysler Motor Corporation dealer's 5-year, 50,000-mile warranty. Think of it. You can own a Chrysler for 5 years or drive it for 50,000 miles, whichever comes first, before its warranty runs out. The warranty protects the powertrain of your Chrysler, the vital parts of your car that would require expensive repairs if needed. No other American car offers you this protection for such a long time. All you need do is make sure your Chrysler has been serviced according to Chrysler's certified car care schedules. And when you own a Chrysler, you do that anyway. What's more, you can own a Chrysler right now for prices that start as low as some models of the low-priced field. And you get Chrysler's clean, custom looks, luxurious interiors, Husky V8 performance. Plus, and don't forget it, your Chrysler dealer's 5-year, 50,000-mile warranty, the best guarantee of quality in the business. Stay tuned for warranty details later in this program.
We move to the last half of the fifth inning. The score, National League 4, the American League 3. Now, my pleasure to turn this microphone over to the gentleman of the Kansas City A's, Mr. George Brison.
Thank you very much, Bob. In the last half of the fifth inning, it'll be Kaline, Malzone, and Wagner scheduled against Ray Culp of the Phils. Culp's a right-hander. Very good fastball, throws hard, good slider and curve. Johnny Edwards has now come in to catch, Cincinnati catcher. And Edwards will be batting in the number 9 spot. The first pitch down to Kaline's a curve, call strike. No other changes in the lineup right now. It's still Davis, Mays, and Aaron. Boyer, Groh, and Javier, and White. Brand new battery. Culp in the windup. Here's the pitch on the way. Kaline bounces it back to the left side of the mound. A backhand play, but the pitcher throws the first. Got him. Nice play. Kaline bounces one. Past the mound, off to the side of the mound. And Ray Culp went off towards third. Backhanded it and threw him out. One out on the fifth, and the score all tied. Correction. Score is 4-3, National League leading. Frank Malzone, right-hand hitter, popped out to the shortstop. Single, scored a run and knocked in a run. Right-hand hitter, pitches low, ball. On Malzone, they play around the left and short all the way around. Dick Groth, the shortstop, back in the hole. Right-hand hitter, Ray Culp in the windup, delivers. A call strike on the hands over the inside corner. So it's now a ball on the strike. Score 4-3, the National League leads. Good ball game. Sparkling plays. Willie Mays in left center field. Here's the pitch. Hit his bat on a check swing. That's a strike, and it's a ball and two strikes. One out on the fifth. Wodeschick, a left-hander in the bullpen now. The Houston Colt 45s. Culp of the Phils facing Malzone of the Red Sox. A ball and two strike count. Next pitch on the way is a fastball. A bit high. All even out, 2-2. Culp has been a starting pitcher for the Phillies in some relief. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's taken a bit low, and we go all the way now. Three balls, two strikes. They give Malzone all the right field line, perhaps 100 feet of it all the way. I think it was a dead pull hitter. Here's the windup now. Payoff pitch. Curveball popped up back of the plate. Be back in the stands. Johnny Edwards gave Chase the ball back in the seats. Great big crowd here today out in center field. Bleacherites enjoying the sunshine. And a good ball game. 4-3, National League. Now zone hanging in there. Culp has the sign. He's in the windup. Here it comes. Ball is swung. Hit high to right field. Aaron shading his eyes down with the glasses. Makes the catch. Two out. Two out on the fifth. That'll bring on Leon Wagner. Wagner singled in the second inning and scored a run. First run of the American League. Grounded out to the first baseman of the pitcher covering in the third. A left-hand hitter. Wagner of the Los Angeles Angels. The halo on his hat. In the windup now goes Culp, and the pitch on the way to the plate's a slow curve, but it's high. 320 feet down the line. Wagner is a right center field hitter. Can pull the ball right down the line on occasions. In fact, Aaron is playing him over pretty well to the line. Here's the pitch. Bit high. 2-0 the count now with two gone on the fifth. Wagner the hitter. And the score 4-3, National League leading. Here's Cubs next pitch. Wagner swings on it and fouls it back here. Back of the plate. Into the netting, bouncing back down on the field, and the count is now 2-1. The pitcher looks around the outfield. Willie Mays playing Wagner straight away and carrying on a conversation with somebody. Willie loves to play baseball. Here's the next pitch. Swung on a line to right field. A base hit, a bullet hit out there. Wagner makes the turn and hangs on as Aaron comes up with the ball. That's nine hits now for the American League and brings on a pinch hitter for Earl Batty. Like Carl Yastrzemski, the left-hand hitter with the Boston Red Sox.
Batting for Batty from the Boston Red Sox, number...
Carl Yastrzemski. I've been told a personal student of Ted Williams. Williams could see greatness in the batting eye of this young man. Runner at first, Yastrzemski at the plate. First one's in the dirt, a ball. First time, too, that he has been in an All-Star game, and there must be a butterfly or two. It's a great game, a traditional game. Brings all the great stars together. Here's Kelp in the stretch now. The pitch, two out, a runner at first. Pitch on the way. A little bit low. Kelp is a bit low here on this one. Score 4-3, National League leading the American League. This is the 34th All-Star game. Infield around to right. Yastrzemski can hit the ball anywhere. Help any stretch. Here she comes. Curveball hit high in the air down the right field line. Bill White, the first baseman in foul territory, gives up now as Javier makes the catch, just barely foul. Javier, the second baseman, got it in foul territory. Retires the side. Fifth inning, no runs. On one hit, no errors. The man left. Score now as we go to the top of the sixth here. National League 4, American League 3.
Full-sized value is just the beginning when you invest in a new Chrysler. Every Chrysler built, from economical Newport to luxurious New Yorker, benefits from your Chrysler Motors Corporation dealer's certified car care plan. This plan protects your Chrysler, keeps it performing the way a Chrysler should for as long as you own it. Your car is serviced at reasonable intervals by skilled experts who know it outside in, inside out. These men are specialists, skilled Chrysler-trained technicians. Believe me, they know what makes a Chrysler tick, and they know how to use the right tool at the right time for every job, from a minor repair like a faulty windshield washer to a major repair like an engine overhaul. Your Chrysler is in good hands when it's serviced the certified car care way, approved by the engineers who designed your Chrysler-built car. See your Chrysler dealer about the best new car investment in the business.
While a change is being made, let's pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Industrial Bank of Schenectady offers complete banking services for the individual and the businessman, as well as a willingness to talk over any financial problems you may have and to help in any way possible. Loans, checking accounts, savings accounts, safe deposit boxes, Christmas Club. All these services and more besides are yours at Industrial Bank of Schenectady, the truly friendly bank for you. Get acquainted with Industrial Bank at 224 State Street or the Woodlawn branch at 815 State Street. This is WGY Schenectady.
We have several changes right now. Bob Allison is in right field. Carl Yastrzemski goes into left field. Albie Pearson stays in the ballgame in center field. Brooks Robinson is at third base. Catching, Alston Howard of the Yankees. And Jim Boughton is the pitcher. And the first pitch on the way to Kenny Boyer. Ball one. Jim Boughton, the right-hander of the New York Yankees, fires, and the ball is fouled off back of first base, going up in the stands. So now we have Robinson, Versalas, Richardson, and Pepitone in the infield. Yastrzemski, Pearson, and Allison in the outfield. Alston Howard, the catcher. Jim Boughton, the pitcher, big right-hander of the New York Yankees. In the windup he goes now. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed on a breaking ball. And it's a ball and two strikes. Score in this ball game. 4-3, the National League leads. Good ball game. Both managers expressed a great desire to get everybody in. Of course, a little tough. Kenny Boyer at the plate. None for two. Hits this one high in the air on the left side. The third baseman, Robinson, in foul territory, makes the catch. Boyer out on the pop fly. One gone on the sixth. And that'll bring on Dick Groat, the Cardinals shortstop. And I think one of the great things about the game of baseball, Groat, who was raised in the Pirate organization, tries desperately to beat the Pirates now as a Cardinal. He's a right-hand hitter. Facing the right-hand pitching of Jim Boughton of the Yankees. They play him short in the outfield. There's a call strike. Fastball in there. Jim Boughton gets a sign now from Elston Howard. In the wind, if he goes, here's the pitch, and it's a changeup swung on a line foul down the left field line in the seats. Pulled the string that time. We haven't seen too many changes. In fact, both pitching staffs, predominantly fastball and slider pitchers. And one of the real hummers in the American League, Juan Pizarro, is warming up in the bullpen. Wodischick, old 45s, the National League. There's a pitch outside. Now it's two balls and two strikes. He checked out. A ball and two strikes on the board. One gone on the sixth. Boughton cranks up, delivers in a hurry. Overhand curveball hit on the ground of the third baseman. Robinson has it. Has to hurry the throw. Got him. Well, a great glove man, Brooks Robinson. Oh, the league is full of fine third basemen. Both leagues, for that matter. Two out on the sixth, and here's Julian Javier. Javier, the second baseman of the St. Louis Cardinals, has struck out and popped out. They scored 4-3, National League leads. Out hit by five hits. Two gone in the sixth. Boughton gets a sign now from Elston Howard to pitch overhand curve fouled off. Boughton coming right over the top. Johnny Edwards on deck. He's batting ninth in the order. Boughton set again. Two gone in the sixth inning. In the windup, Boughton. Pitch on the way to the plate. A fastball hit on the ground. Big hopper to the shortstop, Versalas. Quick throw in the dirt and picked up by Pepitone in time. Good play at first base. Sixth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Score now as we go to the last half of the sixth inning. National League 4, American League 3.
Over, Charlie. There's Bob and Vivian.
Hey, give you a lift.
Charlie, a new Plymouth. How's it drive?
That handles like a dream. Why,
how's the gas mileage, Charlie?
Oh, it's really great. I get...
Pull over, Charlie. There's Ed and Gloria. Give you a lift.
Charlie, a new Plymouth Sport Fury. What makes it ride so smooth?
Torsion air ride. It has an understanding...
How's the power, Charlie?
Oh, it goes like a grease.
I like those bucket seats.
Well, I myself...
Charlie, how about the 5-year or 50,000-mile warranty?
Oh, it's...
Protects against big repair bills, right?
Yeah.
And that 550 warranty's on all Chrysler Corporation cars, right?
How's the white flag?
Tell us about the console.
Does it come with a stick shift?
Okay. Everybody out.
If you have that many questions, see your Plymouth dealer. And stay tuned for warranty details later in the program.
More changes being made, and while they are, let's pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Paying your bills by check saves time and also gives you an unquestioned receipt for your payments as well. At Industrial Bank of Schenectady, you'll find checking accounts tailored to your needs. Low-cost checking accounts which help you be businesslike in handling your personal finances. So stop in. Find out how convenient a checking account can be at Industrial Bank of Schenectady. 224 State Street or the Woodlawn Branch with a drive-in window at 815 State Street. This is WGY Schenectady.
Brand new pitcher, Hal Wodischick of the Colt 45s, a left-hander.
From the Houston
Wilshick will be the fourth National League pitcher. Spent O'Toole, Jackson, Culp, and now Hal Wilshick.
Hal Wilshick, batting in the sixth position.
About ready to go now. Last half of the sixth inning. Joe Pepitone, the first baseman, has struck out and lined out. Struck out swinging in the second inning. So with Santo, Grote, Javier, and White in the infield, the catcher Johnny Edwards. Outfield is Davis, Mays, Aaron Still. A left-hander, Hal Wodeshick, is ready to pitch the left-hand hitting Joe Pepitone. Scores 4-3, National League leads. Runs and bunts, and he fouls it off on the first pitch, and the ball going down past Warren Child, president of the National League, sitting in a box right near the National League dugout, directly across the commissioner of baseball, along with the American League contingent, the home team here today. A strike to count on Pepitone. The windup by Wodeshick, sidearmed him low. A ball and one strike now. Willie Mays playing short center field. They play Pepitone straight away in the outfield. Around the right a little bit in the infield, the third baseman Santo in close. Here's the next pitch. A bit high. 2-1. Beautiful day. Gee, you couldn't want a better day for an all-star game. Colorful uniforms, beautiful ballpark, and fine plays. And a close one. Here's Wodeshick's next pitch. And a swung on and missed on a curve ball, 2-2. Left-hand hitter, Pepitone. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Wodeshick cranks up and delivers. Foul tip, that is, into the glove of the catcher, Johnny Edwards. It's a strikeout. Pepitone actually checking his swing. The ball flicked his bat, went right into the glove of Johnny Edwards. And that'll bring on Zoilo Versalles. Versalles, the little shortstop from the Minnesota Twins, a right-hand hitter. Public relations man for the ball club in the winter, and gosh, that's hard to understand. Unless a lot of people speak Spanish up there. Runs and bun and fouls it back. A strike. He can fly. Good fielder. And they kick his name around a little. Zorro. Zoilo. Zoilo. He likes Zoilo. One out on the six. And the score, 4-3. National League leading. Wind up again by Wodeshick. Pitch on the way is low inside. Fastball, 1-1. Zoilo chokes up the bat a little bit. Crouches right over the plate. Here's Wodeshick's next pitch, and it's a curve just missed outside. 2-1. Infield talks it up. Fellas all know each other and respect the ability of their own teammates and those on the opposition here today. The windup now, the pitch on the way to the plate is low inside. Almost hit him on the foot. So now it's a 3-ball, 1-strike count on Zoilo Versalles, who looks down to the third base coach. Johnny Pesky, whether the hit or the take is on. In the windup he goes, here it is. He was taking, and it's ball four. Versalles gets free transportation. That is the number one walk issued, I believe, by National League pitching. Now here's the third baseman of Baltimore, Brooks Robinson, a right-hand hitter. Batting in the ninth position. Runner at first, one out. Infield shortened up, possible double play. Robinson takes a curve in the dirt. 1-ball, no strikes. Robinson, born in Little Rock, lives in Baltimore now. Big guy, 6'1", 190. Fine third baseman. Here's the stretch, the pitch on the way. Hit through the middle, across second base into center field. Versalles all the way to third. Mays coming up with the ball, does not throw. So you have there one of the great throwing arms in baseball being tested by one of the great runners in baseball as Versalles went into third base, and Mays had lost the battle because he had to come in and get the ball.
Bobby,
so Conversalis is at third. Robinson is at first, and here's Bobby Richardson, the Yankee second baseman, up for the first time in the ballgame. Richardson has demonstrated over the years that he's a great hitter in the clutch. Witness his success in the World Series. National League 4 run, American League 3. American League now has 10 hits, National but 4. Runners first and third and one out. Infield in, the pitch. There's a ground ball going to the shortstop. He has it over to second for one. Throw to first, double play. So Richardson hits into a double play. Growth to Javier DeWhite to end the inning, end the threat. The sixth inning produces no runs on one hit. There were no errors and a man left. So at the end of the sixth inning, the score, National League 4, American League 3.
Why is Valiant the best all-around compact anyone's come up with yet? Here are just a few reasons. A choice of two engines, the Pepe Economical Standard and the hot-performing 225. Lasting value with rust-protected, rugged one-piece body. And your Plymouth Valiant dealer has low, low price tags right now. Remember, Valiant has the first and only 5-year or 50,000-mile warranty. Yours only on cars from Chrysler Corporation. For more information on the warranty, stay tuned to the station. It's getting late. See your Plymouth Valiant dealer right now.
Going down to the seventh inning, see what changes we have. We have a new pitcher coming on, that much we know. Juan Pizarro, Chicago White Sox. Pizarro, National League for a long time, has moved to the American League, and he's become a fine pitcher. He throws very hard, a left-hander with really a blazer. Smoke, as they call it in baseball. Luis Aparicio has gone in to play shortstop.
Now pitching and batting in the fourth position from the Chicago White Sox, number 32, Juan.
Now Pizarro will be batting in the number four position.
Now playing shortstop, batting in the eighth position.
Hitting in eighth in place of Versalles will be Luis Aparicio. And I suppose that fans who've followed the career of this young man over the years, well, the White Sox were startled a little bit when he went over to another ball club, Baltimore, but he's done a fine job. Quick hands, enjoys the game. Johnny Edwards now coming on in the seventh inning. He's a left-hand hitter with the Cincinnati Reds.
Johnny Edwards.
Pizarro ready to throw the first one up there, and he does. It's a fastball over the outside corner. We've had now McBride, Bunning, Bowden, and Pizarro. There's the pitching staff right there, if you owned it. Next one on the way. Slow curve that misses outside. Edwards a little anxious, almost went for that ball. Brooks Robinson, Luis Aparicio, Bobby Richardson, and Joe Pepitone in the infield. The Yastrzemski, Pearson, Allison in the outfield. Next pitch, ground ball hit down to the second baseman. Richardson up with it, tosses to first in time, one out. So Edwards out on a bouncer, Richardson to Pepitone, and that bring on Tommy Davis. Tommy Davis made a great throw in the ball game early. Flag a runner at the plate. He's a right-hand hitter. He's 1-for-2 in this one. He's grounded out, he's singled, and he's walked, and he scored a run.
Tommy Davis.
Pizarro gets the sign from Elston Howard. Into the windup he goes. Here it is. It's high and away, the fastball. Score 4-3. National League leads the American. And we're in the seventh inning on a beautiful day. Pizarro cranks up. Slow curve, line foul down the left field line. So now it's a ball and a strike on the right-hand hitting Tommy Davis of the Dodgers. One ball, one strike. The windup, pitch to the plate. Slow curve, fouled off. Got him way on the front on the front foot that time. But Tommy Davis is strong. Sometimes off balance can hit the ball a long, long way for you. Ball and two strike count. One out on the seventh. Pizarro gets the sign. Nelson Howard throws the ball. It's hit high into the air in the left center field. Albie Pearson calling for it, and he's got it. Davis out on a very high fly ball to center field. Two gone now. And that brings on Henry Aaron. Aaron is grounded out. Safe on the fielder's choice. Scored a run. It was out on a fly to center field. So now with two out on the seventh, the score 4-3, National League leading. Pizarro, the left-hander, delivers. Slow curve, call strike. The slow curve from Pizarro is kind of a favor. This boy, he can blaze. Here's Pizarro's next pitch. Slow curve again, call strike two. So now we have the battle of Pizarro with a known fastball and the ex-teammate of Henry Aaron. And Henry looking at two slow curves. They'll talk about that later, you can bet on it. 0-2 pitch. He fastballed him way outside. Just showed him that one. Gene Mock says, come on, Henry. Down at third base. He's coaching down there. Last year's National League Manager of the Year. The windup by Pizarro. Fastball a bit high. Oh, and he hummed that one. 2-2. Probably the fastest man we've seen here today. At least that pitch was thrown harder than any we've seen. Two balls and two strikes. Two out. In the seventh inning, and Pizarro delivers. Slow curve hit high to center field. Albie Pearson should get it. He's over there now, and he's got it, and the sign's retired. So in the seventh inning, it's no runs, no hits, and no errors. And the score now, as we'll go to the last half of the seventh, National League 4, American League 3.
Whenever you buy a new automobile, there are two important points to consider, the car and the dealer who sells it. That's why so many people are beating a path to their Plymouth Valiant dealers. For Plymouth, on the move in 63, and on the move right now with the best buys of the year. For Valiant, best all-round compact anyone's come up with yet. And for Certified Car Care, your Chrysler Motors Corporation dealer's health plan to prolong the life of your car. That's where the dealer comes in. His men are trained in certified car care techniques of servicing and maintenance. They have the right tools, specially engineered for Plymouth and Valiant cars. They have the right parts, factory-approved parts, to keep your car running like clockwork. And they have the Certified Car Care Plan itself, a program that gives you a written record of the care your car receives. So if you're in the market for a new automobile, think of the car and the man who will service it. Think about Plymouth, Valiant, and the dealer who gives you Certified Car Care, yours only with cars by Chrysler Corporation.
In this last half of the seventh inning now, we'll have Albie Pearson, Bob Allison, and the pitcher scheduled. Albie has done all right here this afternoon. He's singled and he has doubled. He scored a run and he struck out swinging. Little center fielder.
Albie Pearson.
Hal Woodeschick, hole 45, left-hander. We'll do the pitching now to Albie in the last half of the seventh inning. American League trails by a run. They've had opportunities. Next pitch is a strike. Belt high with the outside corner as Albie bluffed a bunt. And that brought Ron Sato, the third baseman, up in a hurry. Ron right now rearranging some of the soil out there halfway towards the plate.